Scunthorpe United have made a new signing. They've signed Connor Townsend, who, are you ready for this? Hull City player, signed for Scunthorpe United, has been on loan at Grimsby Town, and Grimsby Town were trying to sign him, but he signed a 2.5-year deal. He's gone back to the club he had a loan spell with in Scunthorpe United, and we're talking, of course, about Connor Townsend, and he joins us live on Sports Talk tonight. Evening, Connor, you well?
Hey, all right.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming
on.
You
realise you're going to hit Wikipedia on all three Hull City, Scunthorpe and Grimsby Town Wikipedia sites. A little known fact about Connor Townsend. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, now I do, yeah.
How's it feel? We'll talk about that side of it and the move from one club to another and the Grimsby Town involvement. But first of all, as a simple signing, a move for you, your reaction to joining Scunthorpe United today, Connor?
Yeah, obviously delighted. Just, you know, finally, obviously, moved permanently from Hull, you know, and at a great club like Scunny, you know, in League One, it's a perfect move for me, and hopefully I can do well.
When did they first come into the mix as far as you were concerned, Scunny?
I think it was before Christmas, just before Christmas that the manager rang me, you know, and to be fair, I had a few calls, and I had to make a decision, and, you know, I feel this is the right one for me.
Is that because it's close to home and you're a bit of a home bird?
No, I mean, obviously it is ideal that it is close to home, but, I mean, you know, if I'd have felt that one further afield it'd have been better for me, then I'd have moved. You know, it's all about, you know, the decision football-wise, and, you know, I think this is the right move to challenge me and, you know, kick on from here.
Was it ever in your sphere of influence that you would stay playing in the National League for Grimsby Town? Did it cross your mind?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, in a sense, I'm, you know, a bit disappointed that I couldn't finish the season with Grimsby. You know, I've really enjoyed my time there, and, you know, it'd have been nice to obviously get promoted with them. But, you know, it's an opportunity that you know, came from nowhere, really. And, you know, I've decided to take it.
What did Grimsby say to you? Was there a deal on the table? How far did that discussion go? Because I know, obviously, they were honest about the fact they were interested. How far did that discussion go?
You know, I mean, the gaffer asked me, I think it was just after I had a few phone calls off other clubs, Paul Hirst asked me if I wanted to stay, and, you know, I was just honest with him. I said, at the minute, it's probably looking like I'm going to go, and, you know, he tried. They put an offer in front of me, and, you know, it was just one that I decided to obviously sign for Scunny.
Was it the lure of league football that did it for you in the end?
Yeah, I think, you know, I made it clear from even just signing for Grimsby in the first place that Grimsby is probably the only team that I would have dropped that low for in the first place. You know, and with a chance to come back into the league and, you know, League One again, you know, I want to test myself. You know, and I think this is the place that I can do that.
I'm sure there'll be a few, and understandably, because sports fans, football fans do get a little bitter in these situations, but the messages I've seen so far, Connor, on social media have certainly been very positive from Town fans who have said, for the most part, we understand why you've made that decision. Was that the tough part, because you have had that sort of close connection with the club with the loan spell?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you say, I've had some nice messages on social media and stuff.
Any pelters?
No, not many.
Not many.
To be fair, there's probably one or two in there. But, you know, I'd understand if they weren't happy. But, you know, I'd hope that, you know, some of them would, like I say, understand my decision. And, you know, I've got, you know, Grimsby's, you know, I've got nothing but love for the club. It's, you know, giving my start when I was 18, and, you know, to go back and have the reception that I've had this season as well. You know, I just hope that they can get promoted this season. You know, but like I said, it was a decision I had to make for myself, and the one that I'm just looking forward to.
How heavy a heart and how hard and how disappointing is it that it didn't happen for you at Hull City?
A little bit, I guess. You know, every sort of player who, you know, comes through the ranks at their own town club wants to play for their own town club, but it didn't happen for me. You know, and I'm all right with that. I worked my hardest while I was there, and it just didn't happen. So I think now is obviously the time to move on, and, you know, I've got to try and make a career for myself and, you know, do as well as I can. And you know, hopefully work my way back up, yeah.
Sorry, I nearly cut in there. You spoke to both myself and Gwillem in recent times about your disappointment that you didn't have the conversation with Steve Bruce. It was Paul Hirst who told you that you were surplus to requirements and your time was coming to an end at Hull City. Have you had a closing conversation with Steve Bruce? Have you had that parting discussion with him since all of this has happened?
I haven't, no. You know, I spoke to, obviously, Tony Pennock, who's the 20, who's head of the academy and stuff, and Clem, Steve Clemens, rang me the other day. You know, but I'm not, it doesn't bother me. You know, I'm not too focused on that. Like I say, I'm just looking forward to getting going.
Interesting that you said about other clubs. Are you in a position to give us a bit of a clue who was sniffing around wanting you?
No, I mean, I don't really want to, you know, say names, you know, but I was surprised that, you know, that there was a few. You know, with dropping down to Grimsby, and it came as a bit of a shock. But like I say, I made the decision based on, you know, what I feel's right for me going forward, and, you know, hopefully it'll be the right one.
So it's back to Scunthorpe United for you as well, obviously, because you had that loan spell with them. How do you see this being different from that loan spell? And how do you look back on your time when you were there with them briefly?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time. It was a learning experience for me. I don't think on a football level that I did as well as, you know, I have done elsewhere. I think for myself and how I did, I thought, you know, I could have been a lot better than I was. You know, and that's a challenge for me to obviously try and prove to the fans and, you know, that what I can do, and, you know, hopefully I can do that. You know, I'm just looking forward to just getting going, really. Can't wait to get in with the lads and start training.
Yeah. How much of a boost is that then? Because you said it yourself, and we were talking about your time the other day. We were talking about your time at Scunny, and you've acknowledged it yourself there. How pleasing and how much of a confidence boost is it for you then that, despite the fact you maybe weren't happy with how you played as a whole, that Mark Robbins has looked beyond that, he's seen what you've done with your time at Grimsby, he obviously has assessed you as a player, that he's thought, right, we know there's a player there that can come back and do a job for us, and has made that move?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, obviously that's a confidence boost. You know, I've had a good relationship with the manager from before. You know, there was no problems there before, so for him to obviously give me a ring and want me to come back, you know, that was important. So yeah, it was obviously, like you said, a confidence boost. It's nice to have that, you know, from the end of last season when I was probably a little bit disappointed to now. You know, it's a complete change.
Okay, well...
Sorry, were you going to ask him something?
Yeah, I was just going to say to you, Connor, you've joined the club at a unique time. You could actually end up playing in an FA Cup tie at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. Do you expect to play in that game?
I'm cup tied, so...
Well, that answers that question.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Grimsby game. Well, how much... That's like
how much
carrot
of a disappointment
being dangled
is that,
in front
then?
Of you, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, obviously... Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to be able to play in it anyway, so, you know, it's not something I thought about, but I'm sure the lads will enjoy the experience and enjoy the game on Sunday.
One final question from me then, Connor, and you're moving to a League One club, but your aspirations will be higher than that, and obviously Mark Robbins must have sold the aspirations of Scunthorpe United to you quite well as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, every player wants to play at the highest level. I think that's got to be the goal for anyone. You know, and Scunny at the minute have a club on the up and a club going forward. You know, we're moving into the new stadium and stuff, and it was, you know, it was exciting times to be at the club, so it was something that I wanted to do, yeah.